right, time to belly up to the bar and have a drink. I know it's early in the morning, but hey, it's just talk about alcohol right now on Maryland's Morning News. Baltimore Magazine has its 25 Best Bars issue out this Friday. Jess Blumberg joins us now. She's one of the magazine's senior editors to discuss this very important issue, this incredible assignment that you had, and you and your team. Did you go to every bar in the city to determine who made the cut? Was there a cocktail in every corner of the city, Jess?
Yeah, well, it was me, but also a bunch of freelance writers, and we did visit every bar, and they're sort of mini reviews of 25 bars, and we categorized them, we sort of split them in half with old gems and new favorites, because there's a lot of new bars out there that have opened sort of post-recession, but then it wouldn't be a Baltimore bar issue if you didn't talk about, you know, the corner dives that kind of pepper the city.
Yeah, that's got to be difficult because there are, you know, a lot of great dive bars or those, you know, greasy food places, and then you've got the trendy spots and Fells and Canton. How do you determine, you know, I mean, it's like apples and oranges, really.
It's true, and that's kind of why we did this sort of dichotomous list, because we wanted, it's hard to compare a place like the Club Charles or something that's kind of an institution to something that just opened 2 years ago. So we said, oh, if we do this list and split them half and half, that way we can include all of them.
Okay, was there a particular formula that you had that you said, all right, this bar is going to make the list, or was it just something that you walked into the place and just a feel, a vibe you got?
I mean, there's definitely not like an algorithm that we use or anything, but obviously stuff like a great drink selection and attentive servers, and you know, you look for all that, but then a lot of these places just kind of have an X factor, especially with the dive bars. Like, you just get a sense of comfort and, you know, not wanting to leave the place, and, you know, friendly people. So it's a bunch of different things that come into play.
All right, give us a couple examples. Let's start with an old school bar that's been around for a while that, you know, is a part of the fabric that is Baltimore that's on the list or that you talked about.
Cat's Eye Pub, when you open the magazine, there's this really cool opening spread that just shows sort of the clutter and the amazing history of that place. So we knew we had to include that. But then there's also places like Fraser's on the Avenue in Hamden that has been around forever. We included Johnny D's Lounge, which not a lot of people realize it's in Parkville. And, you know, I know they're known for their shrimp salad, but they also make like a mean martini. The Judge's Bench in Ellicott City is a really cool bar. They have a vast beer selection, and it's also rumored to be haunted. So that kind of makes it exciting.
What do you mean, rumored to be haunted?
Ellicott City has tons of those, like, old mill buildings. Yeah. So there's all these ghost rumors, but they kind of embrace it there. So it's pretty cool.
Before I let you go, is there a signature drink that is quintessential to Baltimore or to Maryland?
I mean, there's the South Side. We've done an article about that, which is sort of the country club drink that, you know, you have at Preakness or Hunt Cup. A lot of people try to infuse crab in Old Bay, like an Old Bay Bloody Mary.
For Bloody Mary, sure.
Yeah, there's stuff like that. But, it all depends on the season. It depends on the place. I mean, obviously, you know, a can of Natty Bow is quintessential as it comes, too. So it depends on your mood.
All right. Great to talk to you, Jess. The Baltimore Magazine's 25 Best Bars issue is out on Friday.
Great. Thank you.